Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. You know what? A lot of stuff going on. We keep expanding our listeners throughout the United States as well as internationally. So we appreciate you all for sharing this with your friends and family and associates. By the way, we've had a lot of people go to viewers at savingwithsteve.us and say, I'd like to hear about this. In fact, this week, that's one of those. We have Steve Severade. He's the CEO of Greenspan Company, Adjusters International. He's going to be talking about the wildfires. You know, we're in that extreme wildfire season and homeowners are at risk. They're worried about how they can build their lives if a disaster strikes, whether insurance will provide enough funds. He's going to walk you through it, and he's going to talk to you about what a public adjuster does. And these are things you're going to need to know because it'll make a difference in your life that we've seen recently in the last couple of weeks, couple months. The wildfires, disasters are really hitting everybody, so it's important to understand that. Now, last week, we have Steve Slav that educated us on how seniors could use the equity in their home to create income, cover long-term care costs in retirement, and more. Steve covered all the ins and outs you need to know about reverse mortgages. All you need to do if you want to go see, because you haven't, go to savingwithsteve.us and check out episode number 79. Again, that's episode 79. And all you got to do is go to savingwithsteve.us to check it out. Now, before we jump in with Steve Severade and talk about wildfires, and what I'm talking about today is the ugly truth about retirement. See, many people wind up financially stressed during their senior years for one big reason. They don't learn the truth about retirement until it's too late. It's easy to think of retirement as the rosy, carefree period of life, but the reality is that many seniors struggle financially throughout it. As a result, you're better off getting the lowdown on retirement, even if it's hard to hear. So, first of all, According to the Social Security Administration, 37% of every single retiree's income is made up of Social Security. The rest is made up of personal savings. Many people have the misconception about Social Security, and that's going to pay seems enough to replace their entire paycheck in full. In reality, it's not even close. If your average earner, the benefits will only pay anywhere from 37 to 40% of your pre-retirement income. Most seniors need roughly twice that much to maintain a comfortable standard of living. So if you're aiming to retire solely on Social Security with no other income sources, you're going to need to think again. In fact, a good bet is to steadily fund a retirement savings plan throughout your working years so you have the option to take withdrawals from it when you're a senior. If it's too late for that, you're only a few years away from retirement with limited time to catch up on savings, and you're going to need another plan that could involve working part-time, renting out your house. Many people in the state of California and other states have sold, took the proceeds, bought a house for cash, and used the rest to invest in order to have the retirement. So if you want to be in a situation where you don't have much adjustment, make sure you start savings and make sure you talk to a financial professional to help you get through it. Number two, healthcare is going to be a burden. Many people soon, once they get into Medicare, they'll need to spend little or nothing on Medicare expenses or healthcare expenses. Not so. Medicare itself isn't even free. Part B, which covers outpatient care, charges a monthly premium that typically goes up annually. You also need Part D to cover your prescriptions, and you're going to pay a premium for that as well. On top of that, you'll be on the hook of copays, deductibles once you're on Medicare. And because there are services that Medicare doesn't cover at all, there are things you're going to need to pay for completely out of pocket, like dental, vision, and other things. All told, the average 65-year-old retiring this year will spend about $143,000 on healthcare throughout the retirement. Average female, $157. Best way to pump up your savings to cover these is if you're eligible to participate in a health savings account or an HSA account, figure out how to max them out. You can carry these money forward into retirement and use it when healthcare becomes a notable strain on your limited resource. Next, think of that long-term care cost because it's not covered by Medicare. 70% of people over the age of 65 will need some sort of help with their long-term care. Average cost for long-term care is $105,000 nationally. Here in a state like California, it's $117,000. Average stay is 3 years. There's three things that are going to draw down your retirement funds. There are fees that you pay on your investments. There are taxes that you're going to pay, and volatility. It's important to address all three because if you do and you reduce those fees, reduce those taxes and that volatility, you'll have more money. And that's more money that you can redirect to the things that are important to you in retirement. So with that, this ends the first segment here. I want to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some Steve Severate, okay?
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. If you'd like to follow us, you can always go to Google Play, YouTube, and Spotify, and you can take a look at that. Or if you'd like, you can go to the savingwithsteve.us and look at all 80 episodes. Isn't that something else? We're up to 80 episodes. Pretty soon we'll be up to 100. It's kind of crazy, and our listeners and viewers keep growing. So I appreciate y'all for that. So let me fill you in on Steve Severate. Steve's got 30 years of experience as a licensed professional public adjuster. He works and advocates for individuals, communities, businesses that have suffered major losses. His work has earned him a reputation as a respected industry expert, as handling a broad range of residential commercial losses ranging from fires, floods, earthquake, vandalism, tsunamis, catastrophic event. His team includes structural engineers, inventory specialists, forensic accountants, insurance attorneys, former claims adjusters, and it's all designed to secure the most favorable outcome for every property insurance claim. You know, he's represented victims across the globe in the U.S., we got Thailand, Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, the whole shot. You know what, Steve, I want to welcome you back to the show by popular demand.
Great. Thanks for having me back, Steve. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? Before we just jump into everything and start talking about regulations and all that stuff, could you just explain to everybody what a public adjuster does, what they do, how do people engage them, things like that, just so everybody can have a foundation? Because you know what? A lot of people request you to come back because they want to know what to do, but I have a feeling this time around, they're going to need you.
Sure. I've been doing this, as you said, for 35 years or so. And there's a lot of people have never even heard of what we do, even though we're licensed by various departments of insurance across the country. Most people have never heard of a public adjuster. And so it's about getting out there, more public awareness, so people know that they have an opportunity and the right to be able to get their own claims team. So essentially, Steve, there are three types of adjusters. There's salaried adjusters. They work for the insurance company. They're on a salary. And they're employees of the insurance company. They don't require any kind of license or any kind of special training necessarily. The second type of adjuster is called an independent adjuster. And that's really kind of a misnomer because they're not independent at all. They work for the interest of the insurance company. So they come out and say, I'm your adjuster, but really they're the insurance company's adjuster, looking out for the insurance company to make sure that they don't pay anything more than they're absolutely convinced that they owe. The third type of adjuster is what I do and what my company Greenspan does, and that's called a public adjuster. By the way, the independent adjusters have some licensing requirements for managers, but not necessarily everybody you meet that comes out will need a license. With public adjusters, we have to be licensed both as a company and also individually licensed by the Department of Insurance to represent exclusively the policyholder, never the insurance company. So just as an independent adjuster would never get hired by a consumer or a policyholder, the same goes with us. We'd never get hired by an insurance company to represent their interests. So if you can liken it a little bit to like if you're going to purchase a property, you have the buyer's real estate agent, you have the seller's real estate agent. And everybody understands that. And it makes a lot of sense because although they represent their interests, they're together, working together to try to get the property transaction taken care of. And that's sort of how it works for us, Steve, is we're out there representing the policyholder. As you mentioned, we have all the various experts under our roof to help prosecute the claim and make sure it goes the best way possible and deal with the insurance company and their adjusters to get a successful outcome so that people can move on with their lives and make sure that they're compensated fairly and didn't leave anything on the table.
You know what, just to make it real simple, basically you have the adjusters who work for the insurance companies. Basically, those people are following the limits and guidelines that the insurance companies provide and say, here's our limit for this type of claim. So that's what we're going to pay out. And this is what you need to focus on achieving. Is that correct?
Yeah. Also, I think it's important to note, you know, I'm not just out here bashing insurance companies. The way the policies are written and constructed, if you read the contract, and that's what it is, it's a contract. You, the policyholder, the homeowner, the business owner, have certain duties you need to fulfill under the terms of that contract. It's not the insurance company's duty to put the inventory together, to prepare the claim, to present the claim. Those are all the policyholder's duties. So if you don't get it right, and if you've never done this before, and you've got all these experts on the other side who have no fiduciary obligation for you to get it right, how do you know the best way to do it? How do you interpret the terms and the language of the policy if you don't have history and knowledge of how to do it? So you're really at a disadvantage, not necessarily the insurance company's fault, right? Because they're your duties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could see that, especially if somebody has a fire, like we saw just going up the hill in Orange County, California, where these multi-million-dollar homes just were devastated, so to speak. That's probably not the right word, but they were just gone. That's a sad situation, especially you can lose something that you really worked for a lifetime and it's gone because you didn't know how to properly document it, so to speak. Let's talk about, you know, California has new insurance regulations, you know, and what does it really mean to property owners?
Well, some of these things are great. The great new legislation's come in and it's gone a long ways from the old days of doing this where the insurance companies kind of could just do whatever they wanted. A lot more guidelines and built into the cake now, there's some benefits that insureds have now that they didn't have before. I think one of the most significant ones, Steve, is it used to be you could always, instead of rebuilding your home at the location, you could always have the opportunity to use your replacement cost benefits and qualify under your insurance to buy another house. So if you just didn't want to take the time it takes to build a house, or if you just wanted to move somewhere, you could get your replacement cost benefits by purchasing another home. But that was normal. That's not new. But what is new, and this is really significant, is that you used to have to take the land out of the new house out of the equation. And really, that's the fair way to do it. So if you had a house that burned down and you had a replacement cost agreement where you have to spend the money in order to get all of the money, that's how it works. And you didn't want to take the time and the energy to rebuild there, you could go buy another house. You'd still own the land where your where the fire was at your home. You still own that land. And so they would, insurance company would take the land out of the new home purchase out of the equation. So for example, if you had $1 million home replacement cost amount and you went out and purchased a home for $1 million, they would take out the land value out of that and it wouldn't be part of the qualification. They don't get your land from your old place. You still have your land from your old place.
Oh, wow. So you can
They don't get that. Oh. So that's why I'm saying that's a, can be kind of a windfall.
So when you're looking at 50, 60, 70 homes, like last year in Colorado and places like that. Okay. So that's good to know. But the reality is when the whole thing's devastated, and it could be years before you can rebuild your house just because of contractors and all that stuff, you can take that money and go somewhere else. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Now that's, these are most of these new regulations, by the way, Steve, are California regs. So Colorado, although they've adopted some regulations, not they're not quite as advanced as California has gotten. They'll probably follow suit. But most of the other Western U.S. States haven't adopted quite as comprehensive a consumer rights regulations yet. So a lot of what we're talking about today is really geared towards California. Mm-hmm. Although the ability to buy another place instead of build, that remains true everywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, you know what? We're going to have to take a break. Please stick with us. We got more Steve Chevrolet, the Greenspan Company, Adjusters International. This is something you're all going to want to hear. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. You know what? I want to take a moment and thank our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247 for distributing our show. And you know what? If you're looking to get guest gifts, you can always go to Saving with Steve Sexton for, you know, guest gifts, behind the scenes stuff. You know, if you want to see the shows, you can go to Spotify, Google Play, and so on. Again, we're all about helping you solve problems and live a life of financial and personal freedom. So we're here back with Steve Chevrolet. We're talking about wildfires. We're talking about public adjusting and claims. Now, one of the biggest things that people don't understand how to do, because we talked about it a little bit, but not really this question, is how does somebody prepare for dealing with an insurance claim? Because most people just don't know, because it might be 20 years with a policy and then all of a sudden something happens and they're like, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah. So one thing that I always suggest to people, and I get this question a lot, as you can imagine, you know, first of all, the receipt thing doesn't really help too much. Even if you have receipts for things, you put them in a safety deposit box, you could do that. A lot of times people buy things on sale or they bought something 5 years ago and the prices go up. So sometimes having a receipt for something in your house doesn't always help you. It could actually work against you by turning that receipt in. But what will help you is doing a video recording of your home. And what I mean by that is take your phone or take a video camera and walk through your home and narrate as you walk through and open drawers to dressers, kitchen cabinets, and talk about into the recording. Talk about what you see and what's through your home. This gives us, post-loss, it gives us such an enormous tool to help recreate everything that was in the house. Just that 15 minutes or 10 minutes of walking through a home, we learn so much. We're not just learning about the contents, by the way, when you're doing that walkthrough. We're learning about the structural components of the home, too, because we're going to see the kitchen cabinets in the background. Just as I see your cabinets behind you, I might be looking for the picture frames I see in the microphone, but I'm also seeing the cabinets. So the same thing goes for a video when you're walking through. We get to learn a lot about the fit and finish of the home. And we get to learn about what was in the sock drawer and all that kind of stuff. And when we're putting an inventory together, Steve, it's incredibly comprehensive, down to pencils and paper clips. So being able to have a visual of that stuff, even if it's just a sweeping visual, it helps a tremendous amount. Very important, though, that video needs to not be in the house. Right? It needs to be in the cloud or it needs to be offsite somewhere, because you could do this terrific video and then it could be sitting there and burned down and we're not better off.
Safety deposit box. And I, you know what, you've heard this before, but being somebody that used to work for AAA, I know of two or three of those stories where they did the video and all that stuff. And I see the picture of the melted video camera that had the tape in there. And I will say this, you know what? People who have done that, they have saved themselves a lot of heartache. They've actually received, especially when they're replacing things at cost, today's cost, not 10 years ago cost. It's been significant, especially with items like cutlery that have melted. You know, somebody walks in and say, this is a piece of Baccarat crystal. We have three of them. They're worth this, and they can go and price them. And the whole shot makes a big difference. Now, the next question is, why property owners might need to reconsider their property coverage? Why should people reconsider, you know, what their coverage that they currently have? Is it because they could be under covered or under they're under the limits or over their limits from the value? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. There are a number of reasons why you might want to dust off your policy and reevaluate it. We have a lot of people say, well, this is what the broker recommended. And then we look at it knowing the world that we live in now and costs, and a lot of the insurance carrier agency calculators are off. So just because your agent recommends a limit to you doesn't make it the right limit. Talk to a few local contractors, figure out what the price per foot is, and then double check that against your coverage. Because we see underinsurance a lot more than I'd like to see it. And, you know, if you're in a situation where you have a devastating fire, that's not the time to find out that you didn't carry enough insurance, right? Mm-hmm. You want to know that ahead of time. And, you know, the premium dollars to raise your coverage a little bit. I've even had people who I know who've gotten in arguments with the agent when they want more coverage than the agent thinks they should have. And so it's pretty interesting. But get a feel for what it would cost and then do that math on your policy and make sure you have enough. Also, if you bought your home a number of years ago, you might have there's an inflation guard protection clause built into a lot of insurance policies, which means that the policy limit goes up a little each year. And if you ask your agent, the agent might say, well, don't worry about it because you have an inflation guard protection, so it's going up a little a year. That usually doesn't keep up with what the real rise in costs are. Mm-hmm. And so if you've had a policy for 10 or 20 years, you're at an artificially low base that's been artificially raised in too small of increments. So you could be really behind the game.
Well, you know what? I want to point out something here. You know, you already know that I used to work for AAA. My wife used to teach the insurance. But we were reviewing one of our clients' coverage, and that inflation guard was only 2%. So if you think of that over the last 10 years, it's 1% short. And if you look at the last couple of years, it's almost 5% and 8% short just because of where inflation is now. On top of that, their house, you know what, the cost of the wires, the thickness of the wires,
And the other thing I want to add, and I think I might have touched on this the last time you and I were together, is that there's a part of the policy that I know you know about, but maybe your listeners don't. And it's called extended replacement cost. And that's a percentage above the policy limit that kicks in if you need more coverage. And I will tell you, sometimes people are timid about making a claim, or they don't want to ask for everything because they're worried about their insurance policy, their insurance company. There are startups and things that think they have a new way of doing insurance. You know, sometimes warehouse places that will provide insurance, and it's cheaper. It's not necessarily better. And sometimes the reasons that agents will come in and price will come up with a policy amount is because they know that the less amount that they quote, the cheaper it looks. And if you're comparing price, you're not looking at what the coverages are necessarily. You're comparing this company to this company, and this one's cheaper, and so I want the cheapest thing I can get. And people think like that, but they're not thinking about it. And I can tell you, anybody who's lost their home in a fire doesn't think that way anymore. They realize that this is a product that actually has a use and a need, and people do use it, need it. And so, yes, cost is a factor depending on your situation. But you're better off spending a few more dollars up front and know that you're way better protected later.
Steve, I want to thank you for being here, because I know we're in extreme fire season. There's probably other things that are going to happen with tsunamis and earthquakes and all that stuff. And people are going to need companies like yours, Greenspan Company, Adjusters International, to help them, because they just don't know and they need somebody to advocate for them. And that's why you're here. So could you do us a favor? Could you just provide the contact information for your company, if that's okay? So if somebody needs your help, they can get a hold of you.
Sure. We can be found on the web at greenspanai.com, and we can be reached at 800-248-3888. And we are happy if people have questions, they're not sure what they're doing, they don't know if they need an advocate, we're happy to talk that through, give them some education, because really it's all about education. I think that's what you stand for and what you do with these 80 podcasts, Steve. And we're a real proponent of educating the public as well. And so that's what we're here to do.
Steve, again, I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge with us, because it's invaluable, especially this time of year. I encourage people to go listen to this, this recording. It's going to show a bunch of times around the United States and around the world. So I think a lot of people will be educated. So again, thank you so much. And you know what? I have a feeling every time wildfires hit, we'll probably have you back. So
we'll become good friends.
Yeah, we will. Well, look, you have a great day. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Next week, we have Alan Nevin. Alan Nevin's an economist, a well-known economist with real estate. He's going to discuss what's happened with the economy in 2021, 2022, what we can look forward to the rest of 2022, and looking to 2023, which would be very, very important. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us. You guys have a wonderful week. Stay healthy. We'll see you this time next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Well, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today and our hundreds of thousands of listeners, you know, all over the world. So we're very grateful for you all. Last week, we had Jonathan Jarotes. You know what? He's the Area One Manager for Synergy One Lending. He's a mortgage expert. Okay. He reviewed what's been happening previous in the year and how rates have increased, what's happening to the real estate market as a result of that, and what you can do now to prepare to get a mortgage. So you want to check that out, go to savingwithsteve.us and look for episode number 78 with Jonathan Jarotes. It's a wonderful episode. A lot of great information to help you in your finances. Now, you know what? We've had a wonderful week. We're looking at different topics This topic came directly from our viewers at savingwithsteve.us. If you have a topic you would like us to tackle, we'll be more than happy to do it. So please come over there and check it out. So this week, studies have shown that with the cost of everyday life, inflation, many seniors are wondering if they have enough money to last to retirement and are leery of going into retirement communities. You know what? Now more than ever, because of the COVID stuff, some seniors can't even get long-term care due to COVID. Many of these seniors may not realize this, but their home equity is likely it represents a large portion of their net worth. In fact, homeowners age 65 plus saw their collective housing wealth increase. Unfortunately, you know, and understanding how to strategically and tax efficiently incorporate that wealth into a comprehensive retirement income strategy may be the key to protecting and prolonging their nest egg with the funds they need for long-term care. So we have Steve Sless. You know what? He's going to help us through it. Steve has nearly 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry, 13 devoted to reverse mortgages. He's one of the few mortgage professionals to earn this known CLTC certified long-term care designation. Steve has become a leader in the industry by educating people through seminars, videos, media. Steve's is the go-to house wealthing source. In 2021, he was named a reverse mortgage game changer by Yahoo Finance. I mean, he's got things going on. He's a great resource. Steve, I want to welcome you to the show.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, Steve. Great to be with you.
I just want to say this. Once we let people know that you were coming on the show, our viewer email just started blowing up. But before we jump into this, I know you're in regular mortgages for a few years and you've been into reverse mortgages for about 15. Tell us your little story. Why did you transition into the reverse mortgage world?
Yeah, I got into the mortgage business, about 20 years ago now, and spent the first few years of my mortgage career doing what most mortgage professionals do, and that's cash out refinances, purchases. At that point, there was a big subprime market and we were originating those loans as well. And I had to make a big decision 2007, 2008, when the housing bubble came crashing down. What was I going to do? Right at that point, the company that I worked for was not able to originate FHA loans. And that left me really unable to perform the business that I've come to know and love. And I had to make a very strategic decision at that point. And I had started researching reverse mortgages at the time, but I was in my young 20s and I had a lot of doubts that I would be able to engage with an older demographic. But, you know, Steve, what we teach more than anything else is the concept of integrating housing wealth into a comprehensive financial plan. Steve, for 74% of folks that are 62 years old, they're already short of their retirement income needs. However, a new report came out about a couple months ago. There is over $9 trillion in untapped equity of folks 62 and older in America. Over $9 trillion. And so that money is debt equity. It's not working for those folks. It's not doing it. It's just sitting there dormant. What we teach, Steve, is how to incorporate that equity strategically and tax efficiently with a reverse mortgage loan and use those funds, is in most cases the client's largest asset. Use them proactively instead of reactively. And the result is we're able to extend their finances. We're able to extend the longevity of their investment portfolios. We're able to allow them to enjoy a better and more comfortable retirement, and we're able to make their money last longer because we're leveraging what is their largest asset, and that's the equity in their home.
When it comes to a reverse mortgage, everybody's trying to figure out, hey, will it work for me? Am I a good candidate for this? You know, expand on that so people can say, hey, well, am I fit? Does it work? What?
There's two different types of reverse mortgage. There's a HECM, a home equity conversion mortgage. Those are government insured reverse mortgage loans. And I would say probably 95% of every reverse mortgage originated today is a HECM government insured product. There's also now, Steve, been a lot of innovation on the proprietary reverse mortgage side. So private lenders, non-government insured, are now rolling out reverse mortgage products. And most of these loans are jumbo reverse mortgages. They are for a higher net worth clientele. We can lend on a jumbo reverse mortgage up to $3 million in cash for homes valued all the way up to $10 million. Reverse mortgages work like this. You got to be at least 60 plus, you got to own your home, and you got to have roughly 50% equity. For folks that have a mortgage, one of the biggest benefits is we can replace their traditional mortgage with a reverse mortgage and eliminate the mandatory mortgage payment requirement. And so by doing that, we're able to extend their cash flow. We're able to free up cash flow, free up finances. And we can also, if they have enough equity to qualify, we can release funds to them from the equity in the home. And that can be done in a variety of ways. Folks can choose to take a 10-year payout, which is basically your home sends you a check every month until the funds are exhausted. There's also a term payout where you just say, hey, Steve, I need X amount of dollars and I need it for X amount of period of time.
Okay. So I think one of the big things there is that it can't be taken away. It can't be reduced. So that means if once the foreclosures and all that stuff comes to bear and the market values go down, even though somebody got a reverse mortgage today, say their equity line is $200,000 and maybe their house is only worth $200,000, they can't take that away. It's not like a credit card where they can reduce your credit limit.
Exactly. And think back, Steve, to 2008-09 when the housing market crashed. You had a lot of folks, a lot of these folks were over 60. They had traditional home equity lines of credit. They thought they had access to $100,000, $200,000 or more in some cases. And the bank came back and said, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to let you borrow that money anymore. And that wrecked a lot of people's retirement plan. That cannot happen with reverse mortgages because the line of credit is federally insured. It is guaranteed. You're also, Steve, able to borrow on today's market value. We're in a booming housing economy right now. I mean, there's bidding wars on homes. You know, in some cases, homes don't even make the market and there's a bidding war already. And so values are soaring. You can take out a reverse mortgage line of credit today and lock in today's value. You and I were talking about this before the show came on. It's in all likelihood, values are going to at least level off, if not go down. So too is the market, the economy. And so it's a great hedge against future market corrections, being able to lock that line of credit in and do it at today's value, not future values, and know that that value is guaranteed.
Steve, that's wonderful. Hey, look, this is great information. We're going to take a quick break. Guys, stick with us. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with more Steven Sless.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I want to truly thank you for tuning in and appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. All the replays are available here at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Apple Play, and Spotify channel. Hey, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, you can follow us at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton if you'd like some more financial tips. So here we come back with Steve Sless. We've got a slew of questions here, so we're just going to get started. There's pros and cons to anything. What's the downside of a reverse mortgage? What's the con side?
You know, I think it really starts in the beginning. It's all about suitability. And so when somebody comes to us, Steve, and they say, hey, I'm interested in learning about a reverse mortgage, there's first an educational journey that we need to take them on. We're also trying to figure out ourselves, are they suitable? First question we ask, Steve, is how long do you want to live in the home for? If somebody were to say 3 years, 4 years, it's probably not a great fit. And so there would be a downside there. I think the barrier to entry, the cost to take out a reverse mortgage loan is probably too great at that point if you're only going to be in the house for a few years. This is a long-term solution to living a comfortable retirement and doing so aging in place in the comfort of your own home. Another downside, and it's not necessarily a downside, it really depends on what your viewpoint of this is. Reverse mortgages are loans that have negative amortization, which means that if you make no payments, and Steve, you can treat a reverse mortgage no different than a traditional mortgage. If you want to make payments, you certainly have the right to be able to do so. But a lot of folks choose not to make monthly mortgage payments. And if you choose not to make a monthly mortgage payment, your balance each month is going to increase. A lot of folks are fearful of that. They're fearful of their balance increasing. What we teach, Steve, is look, the home is a low growth potential asset. If you have a financial advisor that is managing your money and that money is well diversified, it's in the right market, it's invested well, chances are that advisor is yielding you, you know, 6 to 10% returns right now. Historically, the home appreciates at 1 to 4% per year. And so we teach use the home equity first instead of using the retirement assets first and combine all of your assets. But a lot of folks are a little hesitant because they're fearful of their balance rising over time. And look, at that point, you have to become educated. You got to become empowered. And ultimately, you got to make the best and most astute financial decision for you.
Let's clear up some of the misinformation. Sure. Now, can somebody lose their house with a reverse mortgage?
You cannot lose your house because you have a reverse mortgage. That's a huge misconception. And if we have time, Steve, a quick backstory. So prior to 2015, if you were over 62, you had equity in your home and you had a pulse, you had blood pumping through your body, you could get a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
There was no credit qualifications. There was no income qualifications. And so the result was you had a lot of folks that were already of destitute. They had already run out of money and they were using the reverse mortgage as a last resort. The reverse mortgage just prolonged the inevitable. It prolonged their ability to remain in the home, but it was inevitable. They were going to lose their home because they just couldn't afford it. They didn't have enough income to pay the taxes and the insurance. Those are the qualifications of the reverse mortgage. Got to pay your homeowner's insurance. You got to pay your property taxes and you got to maintain the home. If you default on any of those requirements, you will lose your home. But that's no different. Look, if you have a regular mortgage or even no mortgage at all, Steve, and you don't pay your taxes, you're going to get foreclosed on. You're going to lose your home. But by having a reverse mortgage, you cannot lose your home simply by having the loan.
Here's another question. What happens, for example, we've got the market screaming up right now with the housing market. Everybody wants to buy and all the supply line issues. I get a reverse mortgage. It's a $600,000 reverse mortgage. The market goes down and my house is actually worth $300,000 and I pass away. What are the options my heirs have?
Yeah, it's a great question. So all reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans. Non-recourse means there's no recourse and there's no debt passed to your heirs or your estate that they have to come out of pocket and pay. So at the time of your death, your heirs are going to have the option to buy the house for 95% of the appraised value at the time. They can also walk away. If there's more owed on the reverse mortgage than what the home is worth, they can walk away and the non-recourse component kicks in. The HECM reverse mortgages have government reverse mortgage insurance on them. That insurance policy that is on all these reverse mortgages will settle. It's almost like gap insurance for your car, Steve. Mm-hmm. Right? You total your car, you owe $20,000. The insurance company cuts you a check for $15,000. That $5,000 gap is covered. Reverse mortgages work the same way. So you can have the peace of mind of knowing that you can take a reverse mortgage out. And if at some point there is a market correction and you do owe more than what the value of the home is at the time of death, your heirs can simply walk away or they have the option to buy it back at 95% of the value. So we have a partnership with the IDFA, the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysts. We're working with financial analysts that specialize in senior divorce, and we're helping them use reverse mortgage loans to navigate their clients' financial woes while they're going through these divorces. And so we're using the reverse mortgage as a tool to divide the marital home and use that equity for one person to remain in the home while the other leaves the home. We're also using it, Steve. We just had a case like this not too long ago where the couple sold their home for $300,000. They both put down $150,000 on two separate $300,000 homes. And they bought those homes with a reverse mortgage. You can actually use a reverse mortgage loan, Steve, to purchase a home in retirement. Most folks don't even realize that. Most realtors don't realize that. So it's a very effective strategy. And it's one that we are deploying quite a bit as we work through the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysts to help their clients ease the financial difficulties of gray or silver divorce.
One of the things that I have found as of recent, a lot of people are in situations like in states like California, Illinois, New York, where the cost of living's got pretty expensive. their only options are to sell and downsize or move out of state, or they look at getting that reverse mortgage just to free up that money that they need to make their life work. I think what you do is noble. I think what you're doing right now with educating everybody is very, very important and is needed. And that said, we're about to wrap up our segment with you. Could you tell us how people can get a hold of you, how they can go get your videos so they can get educated and get the help they're looking for?
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. So my firm's name is the Stephen J. Sless Group. It's the Stephen J. Sless Group. We are the reverse mortgage division for primary residential mortgage. We have branches in all 50 states throughout the country. You can reach us by phone. Our number is 410-814-7575. It's 410-814-7575. Or online at The Sless Group, thesless.com. On YouTube is where all our videos are as well. And we have a lot of educational content on there. If you just go on YouTube and search the Stephen J. Sless Group, you'll pull up our content. If you get there, I'd appreciate if you like the videos. And then if you want to be notified when we put out more content, just subscribe and hit the bell at the top. And every time we release a new video, you'll get to know.
Hey, folks, the first thing of learning anything new is getting education. They've got a great resource at theslessgroup.com. So you want to go out there and look at it. If you're looking to get a hold of Steve, definitely go to that website. You know what, Steve? I want to thank you for being on the show. You gave us wonderful information for our listeners that can make a difference in their life. Again, if you guys want to get a hold of Steve Sless, you know where to do that. He's already giving you the information. Next up, I'm going to be talking about, hey, a mid-year financial checkup. So you're going to want to stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
The station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello, I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio 247, wonderful guys, wonderful companies. They're great people. They've been helping distribute our program. And yes, you know what? We're, you know, well over 500,000 listeners or almost 600,000 listeners on a monthly basis. So we're very, very excited for that. Hey, if you'd like to, you know, get guest gifts and background stuff behind the scenes, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us where we'll provide that information for you. You could check out old shows. Check out our show on Spotify, Google Play, YouTube. They're all there. You know what? There's also some special helpful tips that call Saving with Steve Shorts, all designed to help you by giving my best advice to help you retire smarter. Now, today's topic is a mid-year financial checkup. By the way, annual wellness checkups are great ways to keep tabs on your health and ensure you're making the right choices. But when it comes to things like your personal well-being, annual checkups aren't only physicals. you know, what about your finances as well? You know, I think it's a wonderful thing that you should be thinking about. And, you know, with that, you know, just like going to a dentist appointment, put time on your calendar to check on your finances because it's essential too. So I'm going to give you a number of little tips, things you could do to get yourself on track on a mid-year financial checkup. Now, first of all, you know what? Double check all, I like, you know, some people call it subscriptions, but all those things you subscribe to. Use your monthly credit card bills and bank statements to evaluate everything you pay for, from the prescriptions to the subscriptions to that wine delivery, the newspaper, the product boxes, the food prep services, the whole shot. Ask yourself, hey, do I still want to pay for those services? It's often easy to sign up for something because they give you that trial period. And the next thing you know, you're paying $99 a month or $8 a month or whatever. It all adds up. Get rid of, if you haven't used it in a month, get rid of it. Okay. First big step towards cleaning up your expenses by unsubscribing for things that drain your wallet. So get rid of them. Next, negotiate your cable and internet bills. Hey, inflation is up. Things are costing me people more money. Take a look at Netflix. They've lost hundreds of thousands of streamers. What do you think they're doing? They're finding ways to keep people on the site by reducing their costs. So brush up on your negotiation skills. Save yourself some money by reaching out to your cable internet provider to inquire about lower monthly bills. While it might sound like a waste of time, you'll likely be surprised what the company will do to keep your business. This is especially true for competitors in towns. If you can't agree on a price, you can always switch providers and entirely get a lower rate. And maybe it's time to cut the cord and get rid of your cable or internet altogether. Take the time to review your finances can quickly help you realize where your priorities lie when it comes to your budget. Bump up your savings rate. Mid-year financial checkups to evaluate your retirement and general saving funds. It's time to step up your savings rate game. Bump your 401k contributions by at least 1% and do the same thing for your general savings. Think about this. The closer you can get to your 401k's maximum contribution on an annual basis puts you in a position where you're closer and closer to being in a position to have the option of working, which is retirement. You know what? There's some added thoughts here. What about increasing your savings rate by 1% every 2 months until December? That's a 3% increase. So the more you save, the less emergency issues that you're going to have, the less stress you're going to have. So think about that. Next, shop around for your insurances. When's the last time you shopped around for a better rate on auto, homeowners, or renter's insurance? You know what? Are you getting the most out of your health insurance? You know, just like your cable and internet bill, many of us forget that we don't have to stick with the same company, and you can always shop around for a better price. It's typically easier to switch out auto and homeowners insurance mid-year than it is health insurance. But think about this. You know what? If it's auto insurance and, you know, quite frankly, you've been stuck with one of those companies that are considered subpar companies because they insure you because you've had some tickets or accidents. Hey, if you don't have any tickets or accidents in the last 3 years, there's a number of companies like Wawanisa, Mercury, Automobile Club, Progressive. Go shop around them and see who's going to give you the best rate for the insurance, whether it be auto or your home or your renters. When it comes to health insurance, you know, take advantage of it. You might not be able to switch right now mid-year, but plan for it September time, okay? Hey, look, take advantage of your annual primary doctor visits, especially if they're covered. You should also keep up with your contributions to your FSA or your HSA so you can make sure those expenses are covered. If you decide to switch auto or homeowners insurance policies, obviously, you want to double check the fine print to see if there's any cancellation fees, mid-policy, all that kind of stuff. Now, consider adjusting your tax withholdings. Hey, if you've had some major life changes, such as you got married, you're having babies, or you know one of those babies are out of the household in the whole shot, look at your tax situation. For the average American household, constantly working to pay down debt is a reality, but not everyone gets aggressive about debt repayment. By creating a plan, if you've already created one, take a few moments to check in on how you're doing. I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. Again, I want to thank our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AM FM 247. You're wonderful. If you'd like to check out get guest gifts and all that stuff, go to savingwithsteve.us. Go to YouTube, see our shorts, see our longs, and help you get the information you need to retire smarter. I want to thank you all for joining us here right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week, this time, same place. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crows. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.